We're going to start in Prince George's County because you have already started school in Prince George's County, and we don't have a superintendent or a chancellor here because you guys are in a bit of a transition period there. Virginia Jacobs is the school board chair. Why don't you first update us on how the first few days of school are going in Prince George's County?
So far, so good. So yesterday, students entered our buildings ready to learn. Teachers and principals and other staff spent a lot of time over the summer making sure buildings were prepared. We had a few changes around transportation in terms of bus stops and things of that nature. We started the school year with 109 vacancies regarding teachers. 39 of those were special needs, special education, and that's where we usually have our difficulties. But also, compared to 6 years ago, we would open schools with 1,000 vacancies. So yesterday was a good start.
Let me ask you about the vacancy at the top of the school system,
Absolutely.
The superintendent. You have borrowed or stolen, I don't know what the term is, from Chancellor Henderson from DCPS for a temporary person to fill Dr. Heitz. He's going on to Philadelphia.
Yes.
The interim will start in September. What can you tell us about filling that role and the other vacancies inside Prince George's County Public Schools?
Absolutely. So when Dr. Hyde announced that he was going to Philadelphia, first of all, we were very excited for him from the vantage point of, they're looking for good talent. And over the last 6 years, we've worked with Dr. Hyde in our reform efforts. And so we were happy for him. But the board jumped right in with our moving forward efforts to name an interim superintendent. And so we spent the entire summer trying to make sure that we had a list of candidates that were interested in that process. And by the way, Dr. Henderson did remind me this morning that we were doing that from D.C. So we very much appreciate Dr. Crawley. We believe that he will come in and bring what we need from an operations perspective, particularly looking at not overhauling our system, but looking at the reform efforts that we've been doing and talking about how can we enhance that and then making sure that operations the day-to-day continues.
But he's not your guy, is that right?
So the board is very deliberate and about having a full search. From the standpoint, we want to make sure that the community engagement piece is very transparent and that we have them help us build a profile. So it is a 10-month contract for Dr. Crawley. We expect to have, over the next several months, a number of community engagement processes where the community will let us know.
Is he being considered for the full-time job?
He absolutely can apply for the full-time job.
Has he applied for the full-time job?
Not yet.
Do you expect to see him back, Chancellor Henderson, or do you think this is a farewell to Dr. Crawley?
Well, Dr. Crawley is a tremendous talent, and I'm excited that other people recognize that. A little sad that we weren't able to keep
You're
him.
You're not too excited.
But right. But the door is always open in case it does not work out in Prince George's County.